Though it is hard to say goodbye, our night must come to an end, and we must return to our world. We embrace with promises of tomorrow, and Pippa and the others escort us as far as the bramble wall. We're on our way to the secret door when the ground begins to shake with the sound of horses. "Let's go, quickly," I shout. "What is it?" Anne asks, but we are already running and there is no time for replies. "They're cutting us off," I call. "To the garden!" We run hard and fast with the riders in pursuit, but we're no match for them. By the time the river is in view, they've got us trapped. "Use the magic," Felicity begs, but I'm so frightened I cannot gain control of it. It races through me till I'm on my knees. Several magnificent centaurs step out from behind the lush ferns. They are led by one named Christus. He doesn't care for any mortal, and he especially doesn't care for me. He crosses his muscular arms over his broad chest and eyes me with contempt.
"Hello, priestess. I believe you owe my people a visit."
"Yes, I had planned to do so," I lie. Christus leans close. His eyebrows are thick, and his thin wisp of a beard comes to a point beneath a wide, cruel smile. He smells like earth and sweat.
"Of course you did. All is in readiness, Most High. I shall take you to Phelon now," Gorgon calls, slipping into view, and I know she's had a hand in this. She wants me to make the alliance no matter what.
"Yes, you see? We were on our way," I say, flashing Gorgon a glance, which she ignores. She lowers the plank for us, keeping her eyes on the centaur. Christus allows Felicity and Anne to pass, but cuts me off. He puts his face near my ear, his voice a harsh purr that raises goose flesh on my neck.
"Betray us, priestess, and you'll be sorry."
As I board, Felicity pulls me aside. "Must we go with that overgrown goat?" I sigh. What choice do we have? "What if they mean to make the alliance now, before we've really had a chance to change anything?" Anne asks, and I know it's her very existence she's speaking of. "It's only a discussion," I tell them. "Nothing is decided yet. The magic is still ours for now."
"Very well," Felicity says. "But please let's not stay long, and I won't sit near that Christus. He's vile."